Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 131, titled Why Buy Bare Root Plants. Today's podcast is scripted on the 28th of August. However, as it was a bank holiday, I'm not recording this until the 29th of August. So coming up today, I've got the usual diary where I'll be talking about what's been happening on the allotment and the vegetable plot. And I then have a little talk on why to buy bare root plants and what are bare root plants and that sort of thing. At this time of the year, it's worth looking into bare root plants, but I will come to that a bit later. But just before all that, on Saturday, I received some rather sad news. This was the loss of my cousin. Some in Instagram may have seen a photo I shared where I mentioned this. Well, all we know that my cousin at the moment, he was hit by a train. We don't know why he was there or anything. That's for the coroner to decide. Something he did suffer from was epilepsy, and his epilepsy made him unable to work. This, in turn, he suffered from depression. As I've suffered from depression before, this was through post-traumatic stress disorder. One of the tools that kind of got me out of the whole thing was gardening. And I've discussed before how I believe gardening is beneficial to many, many things in our lives. But this weekend's experience with my cousin has really got me thinking. It's said there's no such thing as a depressed gardener. I don't know how scientifically true that is, but I certainly do believe that it helps a lot. The list of reasons are huge, and I've discussed this before, but quickly, the reasons I believe gardening helps with depression and many mental illnesses is gardening gives a sense of purpose. It gives a project to sink your teeth into, and it gives you something to keep busy and work on. In fact, just earlier today, I was watching some of Charles Dowden's videos on YouTube, and he said that when he started on his new plot, he wasn't in a good place himself, and it helped him through. So I do genuinely believe gardening is a great tool to help aid depression. And I apologise for this slightly sombre tone at the beginning. When I recorded this week's video, which will be out on Thursday, I kind of got a lot of the emotion out of my system. But I want to urge anybody who suffers from depression, or if you know anybody who suffers from depression, to try out gardening. Give it a go. If you don't know where to start, get in touch with me and I will help. It's too late for my cousin. I'm really sad to say. I wish I had done a bit more. But there's more out there I know who are suffering. So with that out of the way, and again, I apologise for the sombre tone, but let's get on with the diary. Now, last week I did mention that I was having some time off work, and it has been really, really good. My wife and I have blitzed our gardens. We've trimmed back hedges, weeded pots, and tidied things up generally. It's been really, really good. Everything that we chopped or pulled out has been thrown onto the lawn and run over with a lawnmower. That will in turn go in the compost bin and hopefully rot down quite quickly. In fact, when I stuck my hand in the compost bin earlier, it was already hot. During this time, I've noticed the blight on my outdoor tomatoes was getting worse, and therefore they had to go. But I couldn't do that straight away, as I needed to make sure I didn't spread the blight infection into my greenhouse. So I had to prepare myself to do this. I should add, we did go away for a couple of days. So although we had the whole week doing a garden, there was a couple of days we were out and about. Saturday, I built the frame for my wife's meadow. I've promised her. This is to go just in front of the vegetable patch. And I started to prepare the ground a couple of months ago just by laying down some weed suppressing membrane. I don't know if any of you remember me talking about it. I peeled back this membrane and I'm very, very pleased to say it's killed off all the grass below, which is exactly what I wanted. It's going to save me a lot of work. So now I've placed the frames onto the ground and I've covered again with a weed suppressing membrane as we're not quite ready to sow just yet. And I've got a little bit more work to do, just raking the soil and getting it ready to sow, which I'll be doing over the next few weeks. I then turned my attention to the greenhouse and harvested lots of tomatoes. I've noticed the chilies are producing quite a few fruits. They are probably ready now, but I want to, they're green. I want them to ripen a bit more. I then turned my attention to dismantling lots of pallets. Now I need these to build beds on the allotment, which is going to start happening very, very, very soon, as things have to happen. So I've stripped down and taken apart lots of pallets, cut the wood into the sizes I need, painted them with treatment paint, and getting them ready to be used. Then on Sunday, I headed down the allotment. Actually went in the afternoon for a change. It was quite hot down there, I have to admit. I even had my t-shirt off, which is very rare for me. I started another bonfire and to burn some more blight-infested tomatoes. And that was burning while I was doing lots of weeding, as always at the moment. I then started, once I'd done a fair bit of weeding, I started digging over parts of the newer half of my allotment. These were in the empty areas where I did have onions and shallots growing. These, I'm just digging over, preparing to get the beds built. And as I'm digging them over, I'm removing any weeds. Pretty soon this will all be built and ready to go, especially as I've got plans to overwinter stuff and get stuff growing. While on the allotment, I did notice that one of my pumpkins is ripening really, really well. It's probably almost ready. I've also noticed another pumpkin on the Big Mac's plant. It's getting quite large, so I'm really, really happy with that. I've also noticed the sweet corn is pretty much nearly there. So this weekend, I'll probably be harvesting all my sweet corn. I then placed cardboard over the bed where I had my overwintered onions. This bed obviously is now empty, so I did give it a bit of a hoe beforehand and then placed cardboard over it. I now need to get a load of manure and compost and get that ready to plant the garlic. I then went to some potato bags and harvested some more Home Guard and some Aran Pilot. These were both really poor yields. I discussed this actually in this week's video, and I was wondering if it's because I grew them in just horse manure. But actually now I think it is more the late frosters. When I look at some of my other potatoes that weren't hit by the frost, they're growing extremely well. So my money is more on it being the late frost. And Monday, I spent the day in the veg patch at home chopping down the tomatoes. Basically, I was cutting off all the plants, salvaging what I could, and I had a good amount of tomatoes that were salvaged, both red and green. However, the amount of blighted tomatoes that were thrown was horrendous, probably four times as much as I harvested. But I had no choice. They had to go. They're no good. As much as I hate waste, they are no good. And all these plants will now be burned and got rid of. So there is the diary now taken care of for this week. Bare root plants. Kind of topical because I've been looking into them, ordering some this week in order to get my plants, raspberry plants in particular, needed for overwintering. But what are bare root plants? Generally, they are perennial plants that they're not supplied in a pot. They just have very little root, and basically the nursery will just dig them straight out the soil, take off any soil and everything, and wrap kind of cling film around the roots and send it off to you. And these are generally only available autumn to late spring. Now in late winter really, some of the supermarkets and high street shops will sell some of these trees, such as apple trees and things, and very, very cheaply, but they are towards the end of a season to get them in the ground. They do work because most of my trees I have brought from, say, Wilkinson's for a fiver each, and they're grown well. But what I will say, they will need planting straight away whenever you get them. If you can't plant them straight away, within a few days, you need to keep them cool and moist. And if you can't do it within a few days, you need to plant them into a pot and just help them along. But why would we buy plants like this? For me, the biggest advantage is that they are cheap. I'm looking at raspberries at the moment, and in bare root form, they will cost a couple of pounds each. In a potted form, you're looking £5-6. Then the delivery charge on top of that, because they're bare roots, they can fit in smaller packages, so you save on that as well. Another advantage that I find is because they are generally only sold during the wetter months, they're a lot easier to establish as Mother Nature does the work. Generally, these plants will arrive dormant, so when they're planted, they will concentrate on spreading their roots over the winter. And come spring, they will burst into life with a very good root system. At the moment, as I'm ordering my plants, it means I need to prepare the soil, the ground that they're going to be going in first. So as soon as they arrive, I can get them in. And this, of course, starts with removing weeds and adding feed and manure and what have you. When the plants arrive, I just generally dig a hole big enough to fit the whole root in. Place the roots into the hole. Add some mycorrhizal fungi, perhaps some fertilizer or manure and compost, and backfill, and kind of tread in gently just to make sure it's firmed in. In some cases, I may have to add some sort of support, such as a cane or a tree stake, just to stop the wind blowing the plants over and uprooting them, because obviously their roots aren't anchored into the ground yet. They've got to do that. So once they're in, I then water them in well. And that is all I virtually do with them. Because it is during the wetter months, unless it's extremely dry, don't really need watering. Although if you want to be sure, a weekly watering won't do it any harm, unless it's waterlogged, of course, but if you've prepared your soil, it may not be waterlogged. And then once spring comes, they'll just burst into life and they are established. And after that, it's just caring like you would any other plant. And for me, I much prefer the autumn planted plants, as they establish a lot better. Their root system seems to be better and stronger. Less work goes into them, and if you shop around, you can find some good plants for a very good price. A couple of years ago, I planted some asparagus during the autumn. Now, in previous years, I've tried planting asparagus at the time they generally say, more sort of springtime. They've never came to anything. These autumn ones have grown really, really well. They've established themselves really, really strongly and have really, really done well. That is why I much prefer autumn planting your perennial plants. Right, so that is it for this week. Slightly shorter than normal, I'm afraid to say. A bit difficult to get my head into gear, as you can imagine. Nonetheless, it's here. Now, Facebook Live, I'll be on Facebook Live this Saturday about 10 o'clock in the morning in the potting shed. If anybody's interested, please do come along. You can find me on Facebook. Just search for the Veg Grower Podcast. I've got a page and a group. The page is where I'll be on the Facebook Live. So please do come along. You can have a chat with me, any questions, and I'll try and see what I can answer. And I'd love to hear from anyone. As always, please do get in touch if you have anything to add. You can contact me through my website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk, or email me at richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. So with that, until next time, please take care, and I'll see you again next time.